There are a number of ways for us to improve our health, exercising and eating right, just to name a few. But there are other ways we can improve our health as well. Research shows a technique called expressive writing can have significant health benefits. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with Dr. James Pennebaker, a professor of psychology at the University of Texas at Austin, about what expressive writing is and why it's good for our health.
The process of expressive writing that you've studied is fairly simple when it's described. What is going on and how does it work?
Initially, I had discovered that people who had had major upheavals in their lives and who kept them secret were more likely to have health problems than people who talked about their problems. And so it occurred to me it would be interesting to bring people into the laboratory and by a flip of the coin have them either write about a traumatic experience or about a superficial topic. What we discovered was having them write 15 minutes a day for 4 days in a row was associated with this improvement in physical health. Students went to the doctor less. Later studies showed immune system changes. But in general, the results are very positive. What happens is when we have an upheaval, we often think of some little part of it and we go, oh, I wish that hadn't happened. But you'd never put it all together unless you really sit down and maybe talk with somebody. But sometimes it's hard to talk to somebody. But if you sit down and you start to write about it, it forces you to start to organize the event in your mind. And that's one of the beauties of writing. It really is this opportunity to work through an event, to try to find some meaning in it and try to understand it better.
Is it really something about writing in particular that allows this great process to happen?
I think talking to a close friend can bring about the same benefits. The big issue there is that talking is by nature social. And so we've all had this experience where we start to unburden ourselves and we're watching the facial expression of the other person and we see the look of horror on their face and we change the topic because we realize, oops, this is not the person I should be talking to. And that's what I like about writing. You don't have that potential social cost.
If someone in our listening audience would like to try the expressive writing, would you just briefly walk us through the process?
Sure. This is something that anybody can do. Don't worry about spelling or grammar. It is not going to be graded by your high school English teacher. This is for you and you alone. And have the mindset of, when I finish this, I'm going to tear it up and throw it away. Set aside 15 minutes a day for 3 or 4 days. Find a place where you're not going to be bothered and just sit down and start writing. And you might begin writing by basically saying, I'm dealing with this particular problem and it's been bugging me. I want to know, why is it upsetting me so much? And then just start writing. The only rule that I have is to write continuously. Don't stop. In your writing, though, really let go and explore your deepest thoughts and feelings. Those are the basic instructions, and there's nothing magical about it. This is not a panacea that will change all parts of a person's life. It's just another tool in the toolbox to help people to get through things.
That's Dr. James Pennebaker speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen about expressive writing and why it can be good for your health. You can hear more of the conversation on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Saturday morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.